Chapter 5 7 Against Thebes. Burial Practices. Ancient Greeks believed in gods and the afterlife. So for them, funerals were an important aspect of the transition from life to death. In order to help the body to enter its afterlife peacefully, they created elaborate burial rituals, which consisted of three parts. The prothesis, laying out the body, the ekphora, funeral procession, and the peridophon, internment. Although it was dire to perform a proper burial, not having one was insulting to the human pride and a potential send-off to the dark side of the underworld. As a general tradition, women were in charge of preparing the body, which was washed, anointed, and adorned with a wreath. The mouth was sometimes sealed with a coin. Charon's obol, or a payment for the ferryman of the dead, to convey the soul from the world of the living to the world of the dead. Such burial rites helped people view death not only as something frightening, but also beautiful. For the Greeks, immortality lay in continued remembrance of the dead by the living. Death was not the end, but the beginning. Necklace of Harmonia. The Necklace of Harmonia was a magical object created by Hephaestus, the god of blacksmith, as a curse on the offspring of his wife Aphrodite and her extramarital lover Ares. The exquisite necklace was first given as a wedding gift to Harmonia, daughter of Aphrodite and Ares, when she was married to Cadmus, the first king of Thebes. According to legend, the necklace would make any woman wearing it remain eternally young and beautiful. However, it would bring ill fortune to all of its wearers and owners. This was how things were, for Harmonia and Cadmus were later both transformed into serpents, and their daughter Semele was destroyed when she foolishly demanded Zeus to reveal his true identity. Oedipus, as well as his descendants and relations, all suffered various personal tragedies due to this family heirloom. It was said that after the expedition against Thebes, the grandsons of Polynices eventually dedicated the necklace to the temple of Athena at Delphi to prevent further disaster amongst human wearers. Antigone. Antigone was the daughter of Oedipus and Jocasta, and the subject of a tragedy by Sophocles, one of the ancient Greek dramatists. She was sentenced to death for defying her uncle Creon, king of Thebes, by giving the dead body of her brother Polynices the last rites of burial herself. The name Antigone in Greek literally means worthy of one's parents. Here, the parents should be understood as gods rather than her own parents, because what she did, though against the king's order, was in conformity to the principles of the gods. The prefix anti is therefore used to form compounds denoting something either opposed to a particular system or practice, such as in anti-apartheid, anti-abortion, anti-American, or intended to prevent something from happening, such as in anti-poverty, antifreeze, anti-aircraft, etc.